I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
So, Vinny, do you understand the rules?
Are we ready to go?
Do you think we could?
Well, here's the thing.
We could probably
Mark,
turn down.
So,
for those of you that are here now,
and Mark, we need
we're recording two podcasts first.
Whoa.
That are really not a part of the show, but you're all invited to just listen in while you eat and drink. We have two special guests, Jay. Who do we have? That are not here, that we've already recorded.
We have to record.
Well, no. So for future Speaking Millennial episodes, we have two.
Got it.
That we have to record the introduction
we have the
and then the goodbye.
The DJ, Eddie J., which
the DJ Eddie J.
Yes, because I know that you're big into electronic music.
Yes, so. I am.
It's EDM. Is that what it is? EDM?
Yeah. Right. Where is Molly?
What's that?
Where like is Molly? Should, that
I
whole
feel
thing.
Like. Okay, I'm sorry, guess.
No, go ahead.
And we also have Brad Garrett.
Everybody know who Brad Garrett is? Right?
Right.
So Brad Garrett is on our next episode, but we already talked to him. Right. So you'll have to download and subscribe to hear that. But you're going to get to listen to us.
I heard somebody out there say, I thought he was here.
And he is not here.
Take a look around. I don't feel like he's coming to the Millens. He's here in spirit. Was it?
All right, so we're going to do that first.
Yes.
The Millens will officially start at 7:30. And then, Vinny, we have four special guests.
We have a lot of special
four
guests.
Performances tonight after we record the Millens. So, Vinny, you're going to go on first.
Whatever you do, this
followed
is...
Followed by John Bramnick.
Right.
Where's John?
John
is here.
Whoop, whoop.
Give John Bramnick a round of applause. Yay. This guy's in the legislature.
There you go.
He's got to fight Phil Murphy for the next 4 years.
You got to stop beating up Phil. It's too soon. Go ahead.
Too soon?
Too soon.
I gave him an entire, 4 hours. I went to the party.
God.
I went to the party last
so
night.
How did we go this hater. Direction so soon?
He is a hater.
I.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so you're going to start.
Yeah.
Then John. Mm-hmm. Then Troy Moore. Where's Troy? There's Troy. Come on, give Troy a round of applause. These guys work hard doing this.
He put a lot of hair gel in for tonight.
So we'll get to the comedy show after the Millens.
Yes.
And then I'll explain the rules when we start.
But before we start.
I got to make sure we're recording, though.
Before we start. It doesn't do us
any good if we're not recording, Vinny.
Are we recording?
But go ahead. I don't know. I'm not in
Mark,
charge.
Mark, are you recording?
Mark, is this recording?
Yes, it is, guys.
Derek, is Mark recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Derek.
Nicole Perino is here.
The Glam Cam.
Hello, how are
Glam
you?
Glam Cam, Nicole.
Many of you in the crowd have been nominated for a Millens. Raise your hand if you've been nominated. All right.
Congratulations.
You had to draw breath.
What's that?
Listen,
yes.
I feel like the whole thing is off because I'm not certain what New Jersey chime time is right now. I don't know what time it is right now, Bill, and I don't know what degree it is in Pennsylvania.
I don't watch. I know.
It's Rider University chime time.
Is Jill Myra here?
All right.
Where's Jill?
Can I get a glass of wine?
Oh, so she's on her way. She on my time? Yeah. So Jill's late. All right, when Jill gets here, we'll do the traffic update.
Okay, let's go. Now, do you have a...
Dan Zarrow is not here, so we're not going to know what the weather is.
God, I know the weather.
You can't check your
iPhone. The weather is unbelievable. Listen, everybody in the room, the next time you need to know the weather, I want you to look outside. That is the weather. You stick your head out. If it's cold, it's cold. If it's raining, it's raining. And you don't need the weather. It's ridiculous.
But what if it's dangerously cold? You have to be cold.
You should have your shit with you at all times in New Jersey. The weather flips on a dime. Last week was 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be 60. Just keep your parka and your sunsuit in the car. You're fine.
So, I mean, you mean like the...
This is the most disorganized event I've ever been to. This is just a train wreck already.
You know, really, Vinny, I think a little more positive energy would be all right.
No, I'm not saying that it's not going to get organized.
Have you been to our podcast? You know what happens? This is the most organized we have ever been.
Yeah, we have paper with stuff written on it.
And there's booze.
There's booze. All right, so Bill, what are we talking about today on the podcast?
All right, so we have, here's the thing.
We are introducing everyone.
Logistically, we have 3 podcasts to record before we start the show.
Well, 2, I thought.
No, 2 and then the show.
Yeah, then 2 and then the show, yes.
So I am not in charge of the technical aspect of this podcast.
So for recording,
so the idea
stop.
That it's recording
Bill,
now,
can I stop?
Who's editing this?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Now we all know this girl right here, right?
Nicole.
This table.
Yes.
She came in.
And Laura.
I love her.
Go ahead.
But she came in very, very, what I would call loud and fun. And how are you? It's good to see you.
Challenge her to rock, paper, scissors.
Jill Myra is here. All right, everybody give it up for Jill Myra.
Oh, Jill Myra.
Jill, how was that traffic?
Jill Myra's late because there's a backup on 206.
You'd figure of all people, she would know.
All right.
So we also, we're going to have a rendition of the national anthem. Joe Smith is here.
A what?
Joe Smith is here, one of the rising country stars in the country.
Now, is she going to sing it the same way our president sang it at the
CJ, you can't help
the Rose Bowl?
This is why you get hate tweets when you fill in for me. All right. But we're not going to do that until the Millens officially start at 7:25. So the question,
regular.
Jessica is now checking to see if we can record the first one. Are we good? So how do we...
So just to welcome to Speaking Millennial, let's introduce
what episode is this?
Congratulations, everybody.
All right, so now, because this is one endless recording.
Yes.
Is that right? We're not stopping.
We're introducing, this is episode 44,
so, Brad Garrett. Welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am your co-host, Bill Spadia, with my co-host, Jay Black and Jessica Nutt.
Yay!
Speaking Millennial and our studio audience. You know... A lot better that time.
Yeah.
A lot better. By the time we actually get to the awards, they'll be drunk, and it'll be much better.
And belligerent.
Yes.
Would be my guess.
All right. So now this is a big deal. So Jay Black went out to Vegas, and he likes to go out and make friends. He also, Jay Black, listen to this. So he travels, and he checks in with his wife frequently.
Yes.
I talked to him the other day, calls the radio show. He's doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. This is what Jay Black does for fun. Now,
right.
I thought it was odd. Does anybody actually do puzzles?
Yeah, the person over there does, yeah.
Jillian? All right.
Yeah, puzzles are awesome.
Was the puzzle noisy where you were like, Jay, what are you doing?
He's in a hotel in Vegas. Yes, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like,
he's like, hold on a minute. I'm doing a puzzle.
So what I do is I make the puzzle. It's a 2,000-piece Star Wars puzzle. I get it all done, and then I snort cocaine off of it.
Not only is it a puzzle, it's a Star Wars puzzle.
It's a Star Wars puzzle.
Jay
yes.
is 13, everybody. He's
yeah, that's
the
right.
oldest looking 13-year-old in the country.
I hope one day I'll touch a boob. Well, because
you had to let that sink in for a minute.
13-year-old me, that's what I would think a lot. I'd watch Star Wars and go, gee, boobs are nice.
The pause was good. That was nice. Yeah. All right, who is our guest? So you went out to Vegas.
Yeah, so I performed at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club out there. And,
all right, how about Brad Garrett? Brad Garrett?
Yeah, yes. Right. Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond. He's actually doing a big thing on Showtime. He's going to be in I'm Dying Up Here, the new season. They wrote him a big part for I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. And he came in on the weekend, and I was headlining Monday through Thursday. Then he came in to headline Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And more people came, Bill, when Brad
was
there.
To see Brad.
Which was shocking to me. I thought I was a bigger star, but apparently not. But yeah.
You're a star to us. Well, Jessica has described you as a great local comic.
Yeah, that was the most hurtful thing you ever said, Jessica.
Come up to a municipal comic by now.
I'm a municipal. Is municipal better than local?
I think it's a little bit bigger.
Neither good.
Yeah.
So, Brad Garrett, how long did he talk to you?
10 minutes was. And
that's
then
it. That's what we got.
And he said, "Well, I sent you the interview. His handlers brought him away. They came in and they said, get away from Jay. I was asking too many penetrating questions. Oh, he was great.
I asked Jay to ask him when he got there in the room. He's like, listen, we just wanted to meet you so we could get to Ray.
Yeah, you see,
he didn't ask that question.
I can't do that because people naturally like you. I'm doing a Star Wars puzzle in Vegas. Nobody likes me, right? So you just go like...
He would have hit you.
Yeah,
sure.
And you would have said it. You'd be like, hey, co-star in my new movie with me.
So, Vinny, anything snarky to say that I'm now going to toss to audio that no one can hear until they download the podcast?
But just imagine this.
I think it's what would you call the classic bait and switch. Come on down, see the podcast live. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks. All you have to do now is go home and download it. I think we should do...
It's like a timeshare sales.
It is. I think we should do live something. We should have a subject.
That's my background. You know, that's how I started.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Now, because I don't know what your podcast... I sponsor it.
You're a sponsor. You're actually paying for it.
And the last 20 minutes, I've been mulling over my decision to sponsor. So my question for you is, are you going to give the new governor a chance to be successful?
I did. I went to the party last night.
What part?
I listened to the speech. Well, first of all, I don't know where you were. I was there. And then you text me. I was there. And I'm looking for Vinny. Vinny's like, I'm going to be there. Vinny was not there.
I was in the VIP tent.
You were not in the VIP
tent. The hell I wasn't.
Anyway, at I think around 10:30, I get
me
a text.
And Phil Murphy,
he's like, hey,
we're hanging
where
out.
Are you?
Okay.
Smoking weed together?
Huh?
Were you smoking weed together with Phil Murphy?
I've known Phil for a while. I like Phil. Even Bramnick likes Phil.
We're going to let John answer that later.
Yeah, I can't see his face, but I'm not 100%
So I gave him a chance, and I'm already disappointed. It took
four hours. What did he do that disappointed you?
What did you in 4 hours?
I just know my taxes are going up. We all know it.
Let me tell you what.
Who thinks their taxes are going up with Phil Murphy? Right? See that?
Let me tell you what upset Bill. I was at the inauguration, all right, and Phil Murphy said, I am going to work.
Why did you get into politics?
I'm going to work for equal pay for women. And I heard Bill go, I didn't sign up for this shit.
So this episode is about Brad Garrett. There'll be plenty of time for you and I to talk politics later in the evening. But Brad Garrett, everybody.
The lieutenant governor of New Jersey, Brad Garrett. Yes. He's on the podcast. You can listen to him right now.
Right now.
Anywhere you want is A-OK. All right, we are backstage at the lovely Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
This is audio only.
This
correct?
Is audio only.
What
yes.
is this, a podcast?
This is a podcast. You can keep your pants on.
Okay, why? and what is the name of it? Jay Black's?
It's actually Speaking Millennial, where we are trying to figure out what's going on with the current generation of under 30s, because none of us can figure it out, hosted by NJ101.5 back in New Jersey.
So very, very nice. Love New Jersey. Love New Jersey. Recently there.
Okay.
Played some wonderful, wonderful places. It's a great time. You know I'm not a millennial, right?
You look so good. It's hard to know.
Let me turn the lights off. Is that okay? We have the guy in the background. Does that give you a good vibe, or should we turn it off?
I like it.
I don't want you angry.
I don't want to be angry at all. I got to be honest with you, the best comedy club that I've ever performed at.
How often do you work?
This is my fifth time ever performing, and it's very nice.
Well,
No, but I've been coming here. It's beautiful. This backstage, I'll take some pictures and I'll put on the website with your permission.
I would love that.
The backstage here is great. You've been here 6 years, right?
We're starting. Yeah, we're in our sixth.
Okay, because one of the things I've always said is every comic in the world goes, When I get success, I'm going to design a good comedy club, and I'm going to do it right. No one ever does.
Right.
You are the only one ever done
that's
this.
That's very sweet. Well, you know, our years of playing shitholes, you know.
To quote like Haiti, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Not Norway.
Yeah.
That could be my career. Will you get that, Dave? Dave Burley, who's with us this week, too. You know, I just kind of always felt I knew what kind of room, you know, to build for guys and make them feel at home and, you know, only do one show a night and it's put them in a nice room. How's your room?
It's fantastic.
And the hooker. You enjoying it?
You know what? I didn't know if that was gratis or not, so I sent her home. I didn't
Okay.
Next time you got to be a little more, explain more what I'm getting.
You may be the first to send her home. It's because you're a good husband.
Say that louder, please.
You're a good husband.
I'm pulling that. That's a pull quote I'm taking out. Honey, you're getting that sent to you. So you come here how often do you...
I'm usually here like 2 weeks a month, depending on what's going on. And so I'm here like half the time, L.A. and then here.
So I think that's very cool because we were just talking, you have a big Showtime stint coming up, right? I'm dying up here.
Right.
You've done Fargo.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody loves Raymond. You know... A lot of guys, when they find success as an actor, stop with the comedy.
Right. I should have. I don't know if you were out there earlier, but I should. A couple of people suggested I stop. About four minutes in.
Yeah, loudly.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, do you consider yourself an actor first or stand-up first?
After that set, probably actor. I don't know. I don't know. That's tough to say. You know, because I don't know. I enjoy acting a lot, and when I was doing it, I took 7 years off of stand up, which was great because that's when the business flourished.
Right.
But and Ray got me back into it right when the show was wrapping. Yeah, you gotta get up there. You gotta, you know, someone's gotta be hacky. Come on, you do your Reagan impression. And I got a little, you know, back in it, and then I just fell in love with it again, you know, because really it's the only, as you know, you're an actor too and writer, whatever. It's the only thing we do alone,
right?
Totally
right.
Alone.
It's just us up there.
That's right. Else. So it's something that I enjoy, but I love the collaborativeness of acting and having people around you that can help you.
Right.
And write for you and you know, when it's a good group and it works, then it's an exciting thing.
Yeah, it's great when there's a whole group of people. Yeah. But again, that's the fun part about stand-up.
Yeah.
It's just you. Now, one of the things I've noticed is you have a very interactive setup there. It's very, I would say, Don Rickles-esque. Can I say that?
Sure, you can. Because
that's what it feels like to me.
Sure.
You know, that it's
very, died, right?
He's gone. He's
okay.
Out. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. But it's insulting, but everybody... It's not from a mean place. It's just sort of like we're going to make fun of the room, but in a way that everybody still loves you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. You know. I try to.
Is that new, though? Like, did you start as a comic
I've
like
always
that?
Kind of... Well, you know, in the beginning, I was fearful to really be myself.
Right.
You know, but it kind of evolved into that. I mean, a lot of my early shit that's fortunately out there on YouTube or whatever, it's very, very different and really kind of tame. And a lot of it, you know, I always worked the crowd. Even when I was an opening act or whatever, I would always work the crowd because no one wants to see an opening act anyway, right? So I always just kind of, you know, would just leave the material alone, which was everyone's, that was everyone's good favor to do that.
Right.
And then I just would like work the crowd a little bit, and that I just seemed to be, and maybe that's, you know, improv more than writing. Maybe I'm a better improver than. You know, my stuff is really, I'm really not a writer, as you've been seeing all week long.
But, I mean, doing it in the moment like that,
yeah,
I mean, that's a particular talent in and of itself, right?
Well, so, that's what my therapist says. but I like that. You know, other people, you know, have acts, and I look at other people, and I go, God, I wish I could do that. But
if I could say one thing I really love about how you do this here is, like, I mean, you're the draw. And you open the show, which is not something most people do. I mean, the headliner is the headliner, the one who brings everybody in.
Sure.
But you host it. It feels kind of like old-timey.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want. You know, Rodney used to do that. And I just felt instead of, you know, going on at the end, you know, especially since it's your club and it was a dream of mine to build one, I think it's different when you host it. And then you're around and then you bring up people like yourself, you know, who I think is so talented. and just having people that we love
another
here.
Pull quote, everybody. We're going to take those two. Good husband and talented.
No, I'm very, you know, what's great is we have great people that come in and, you know, we try to limit the prima donnas.
Right.
And the, because, you know, our business has that too.
Couple of them.
And there's a few. And I just try to, you know, we've had people come in and we treat them great. And there's, you know, sometimes still a toot. And I'm like, well, you know, we're all too fucking old for that. But so it's really, it's great. You know, I mean, I love it. I love it, you know. And my brother's involved and my godchildren are involved. And it's just kind of turned into a family thing.
I can tell you, just as someone who works the Strip, since you've come in, there has been a change in the vibe of the Strip. You know,
is that right?
Well, in the old days, there was so much rivalry where you would say, like, you can't play one place if you play another.
Yes, I was the first to stop that in the clubs.
Well, yeah, and I think that once you stopped that, it sort of became all the other clubs couldn't keep it up because if the best club isn't doing it, then how could they possibly
do it? Well, thank you, thank you.
It just has helped all of us.
I sat down with everyone when I got here and I said, look, and of course, you know, they look at me as a comic and they're like, well, I said, let's give guys and gals, you know, a 3-4 week run.
Yeah.
Because people who come here are not going to go to, you know, the Laugh Factory. And people who go to Laugh Factory aren't going to go to Sin City because they're going to see. And since it's a revolving audience every week, why not give someone a run? And, you know, so there's no time limit you have to, you know, succumb to in order to play one room or the other. And I was the first to say, I'm not going to do that. And
well, I mean, it's one thing to make a club that's really nice, but to change the culture of a place is really, we appreciate that.
Well, hey,
the working comics.
You deserve it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's about work. That's why I love it when a guy works here and he works across the street, because that's, you know, that's what it's about.
Right. Well, we just had a guy, Bob Zaney was just in. He's going to start working Laugh Factory across the street. There was a time where you would be hiding that from the club owner. It's, you know, it's like you would never say.
No, we don't do that. You know, it's about, listen, keeping the performers happy. And back in the day, you know, you were able to do that.
Right.
You know, you were able to do that. You would, you know, Rickles would work the lounge and then he would jump up at the Sands and do 10 minutes in front of Sinatra and then he would, and it was like a community.
Yeah.
Which it'll never be that again, but it's nice to have a little of that vibe.
Yeah, and you opened for Sinatra, right? Was the 80s, is that?
Actually, it was late 80s, early 90s, like when he was really kind of on his way out.
Gotcha.
I did the last few years. Tom Dreesen, of course, was his main man. And then, you know, there were several dates a year that he would throw out to me, and Larry Miller did a couple, and a couple other guys. But I got in good with them, and him, and Sammy Davis, and Liza Minnelli, and, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I mean, these are the consummate performers.
I mean, they're the best all-around performers
of all
time.
Just to watch Sammy, to me, was, because I grew up on that music.
Yeah.
My family was such fans of his and everything, and that it was just—I mean, it was real showbiz. It was real showbiz.
Well, I'll let you get on with that because I know you got to get back out there.
Sure,
you know, you're hosting the show, but I want to say it's what I love about this club is that it feels like showbiz. So it's a real pleasure to play it, and thank you so much.
That's very kind of you, and thank you for being part of the family.
Thanks for having
you here.
Thanks for being on the podcast. We're going to be able to ride off of this for years.
Why not?
We got you to do it.
I hope so. Yeah, right.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Brad.
Pleasure, man.
Thanks,
Jay.
Okay.
Wow, wasn't that great?
Thank you, everybody. What'd you think of Brad Garrett? Outstanding.
These people make it good.
So now we have two podcasts.
Done.
So to your point, Vinny, we're going to start the awards in about 5 minutes. Are you okay with that?
All right. I love it.
All right, we have, what time is it?
How many people here feel like Brad Garrett didn't spend enough personal time with us?
Oh, who has their speeches ready if you are an award recipient?
That's right. You guys, did you do your award?
That's all right. Well,
I can't believe I took a shower for this.
All right, so Vinny, you're a sponsor of the podcast.
Yes.
I couldn't, the van is there. I had to park on the street. The garage would not take my card. So I backed out. This is how I got that spot. Jessica's pulling up, and she's like, how did you get that spot? I'm parked right on the street. So I put my card in, because I want the quick exit to get out of here. Doesn't take it. So I pull into the spot. I pay to park. It'll only give me an hour and 53 minutes, so I got to go feed the meter.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, well, no, yeah.
Thanks for coming,
we're wrapped
everybody.
Up. I'll be right back. No, really, I got to go feed the meter.
I hope you enjoyed your wine. All right, I'm sorry.
No, order and eat. We have 5 minutes before we start.
Oh, okay, everybody.
Starting at 7:30, everybody.
This is called a natural break in the record. So order more beer, more food, and then we'll be back.
And then we'll do a podcast. This is what happens when you got someone with severe ADD playing the night. New Jersey Chime Time.